This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How much control does Shaytan really have? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of us are going to deal with the temptation of Shaytan. He promised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm going to reach every single one of them except one group. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Except from amongst you your slaves that are truly sincere. مُخْلَصِينَ It means not just sincere, but the person that strives each and every day in every little thing they do to be sincere for the sake of Allah. That group, Shaytan will never overcome. He will never win the مُخْلَصِينَ So how do we put this in practical terms? There are three things that you can do that are really easy, insha'Allah ta'ala, that each and every time you feel that the waswasa, the whisper of shaitan is overwhelming, that you can overcome that temptation. Number one, understand that shaitan will never have control over us. What Allah does give him the ability to do is to tempt us, to make something beautiful, to invite, to encourage. But shaitan can never compel you or me to commit the wrong action. So that's the first point. Number two, shaitan is weak. Allah tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا That the schemes and the plan of shaitan in and of itself is very weak. Think about that. Everything that shaitan leads us towards or tempts us towards, the entire process itself, his approach, his plan, all of it is weak. Now, who is it weak to? It is especially weak to the people of Iman. That's you and I, insha'Allah ta'ala. Once we have this faith and we hold on and we commit ourselves to keep working and improving on our faith every single day, there is absolutely no possibility that shaitan will control us or tempt us to a point where he constantly wins and we constantly lose. Which leads us to the third point. Brothers and sisters, remember, we have all the tools to ward off anything to do with the shaitan. As long as you live a life where you are following your religion, you are following everything Islamic, so whether it's in rituals or not, everything that you say and everything that you do, as long as you keep it as Islamic as possible, now your entire lifestyle becomes a complete spiritual shield against shaitan. Remember, he won't give up. He will continue to do this until the day of judgment. But he does not have to win, and he cannot overcome the people of Iman. So once you strive in these three areas, insha'Allah ta'ala, you remind yourself shaitan is weak. You remind yourself that he literally cannot control or force us to do anything. And you also remind yourself that, wait a minute, I have what it takes to overcome the shaitan. I have the Quran, I have Islam. I have a connection with Allah. Once you have all of these components together, shaitan will never win. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Allahumma ameen.